pops up again and I can use them now.
Yeah, absolutely. And on an interview with NPR, you say that the track Pretty Ugly by Tierra Whack is a jump around record, but the stank face at the same time. Do you often try to combine like multiple different themes at once when you're making records?
Yeah, I believe I'm a lot more intentional about that the last couple of years, for sure. I believe in before when I first started, like I would always try to give people like a wow factor when they like left the room and then they came back, like, what did you just do? And so I think I am more intentional about doing that too now, just because I think it's fun experimenting with different sounds and even different genres and inside of the same song. It could be a really interesting result when you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I personally have like attachments to songs, of course. I feel like when you listen to songs or music in general, you have attachments. So do you find that producing your music, do you have specific attachments to particular songs?
There is one song that I have an extreme attachment to that I did. I try not to use my voice too much on records, but there was one song that I created, I believe in like maybe 2011, that I had this like extreme attachment to. And for whatever reason, I wanted this song to land in the right hands. I haven't even played it for that many people before, but I feel like the time will come at some point. But I do have a song in mind for someone.
Well, we can't wait to hear when you release it.
Yeah, we cross our fingers.
And so in that same interview, you also mentioned the regularity of violence in Philadelphia and just real life in general, especially nowadays. Is making music to you an outlet of telling a story that is parallel to your personal life?
Absolutely. It's my journey through everything, not just music, but the journey of life, period. Just, you know, people that you're close to that are no longer here, the experiences of just having family and just having friends, it's a tough place to grow up into because you see so much loss and so much violence. I believe that a lot of those things kind of speak through some of my music. I mean, more intentionally, you hear songs like Cutting Onions and you hear songs like Heaven. Those are experiences that I listen to these songs to this day, and I still feel the same way when we made it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you take particular like influences from different artists and how they like tell their story? For example, like my favorite artist is like Frank Ocean, and I love Blonde.
He's awesome.
And like his way of telling his story is just so amazing. Like, do you take inspiration from lyricism like that or anything?
I believe maybe I do. I don't think I love how individual artists are able to tell their stories. I pay attention to the stories. I think we all do kind of try to follow that journey with them. I don't believe, or I don't really feel as though I try to use that for my own. I think, honestly, I think my journey is interesting enough. And so I kind of want to be able to express my journey the way that I experience it. Highs and lows, good and bad. And even music-wise, just like how I've grown, how I've matured musically, the things that I've learned over the years. I would love for that to be able to speak more than anything.
Yeah, definitely. I think just having been in the industry for so long will definitely like impact how you are present and the future. And speaking of influences, and on the flip side of Philadelphia being more of a violent city, I saw on your Instagram that you're also a Sixers fan. And coming from the Philadelphia region as well, I know that Philly has a huge, big culture of sports, especially the Sixers and Eagles. Has any of that Philadelphian culture impacted your sound?
Absolutely. I had the great opportunity a few years ago, Wack and I were able to do a song for the Sixers for the playoff run that they were going on. So that was like another dream that I never knew I had come true. It was a great experience working with the people with the Sixers organization and just seeing how people embraced it. But just overall, the city gives so much, and there's so much music history here in Philadelphia.
Hey, good evening, Pittsburgh. Thank you to Flavio for a fantastic show from Ivanimit to the World. It's just past 8 p.m., and you're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a few cuts from the bin. Some songs labels have recently sent us in the mail. And after that, about 50 minutes of house music, or house-adjacent music. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great show for you tonight. In the paths of rain, you flip around the stars along. No, you gotta think twice on your last good advice. On your just heard See It Your Way from Dragon N3 from their latest album. Dragon N3's latest album called Trade Secrets. Before that we heard Kind of Light from Body Wash. And at the top of the hour we heard Last Good Advice from Glass Reel. This is the 2023 edit of A.G. Cook's Beautiful. You're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. That was Gemini by Cree McCry, spelled C-R-I. It's 63 degrees here in Pittsburgh, getting a little chilly as the sun's going down. In this week's music news, dancehall legend Vybz Kartel, after 10 years of releasing number one hits from behind bars due to the alleged murder of Clive Williams, has been ordered to be freed by none other than King Charles of England. That's right, world boss himself, Vybz Kartel, is being freed after 10 years. And King Charles says he doesn't even have enough to pay his own court fees. We know you love listening to this program from the basement here on WRCT, but the WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows such as Liquid Means Rewind, A Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. That's hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. In the past 2 weeks, he's been playing some Brazilian funk. I caught it 2 weeks ago, but last night I made a rare miss of tuning in. Had a date, and that took precedence. All right, back to the music. We've got Wasted by Ludes and Skin on Skin next. One of my favorite tracks that I found last year, but it's from 2020.
I don't wanna waste no time. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I.
This is from the basement on WRCT, playing electronic music from 8 to 9 p.m. in preparation for tonight's event at Certain Death 2. Looking forward to seeing Jellyfish among some other DJs tonight at a special venue along the Allegheny River. For details, check Instagram. Search up Jellyfish, I guess. Certain Death 2. Anyways, we've got Twice from Romy from her debut solo album Midair, one of my favorites from 2023. I've played this one before, but as she said herself, so good we did it twice. Years of trying to get you off my brain, off my brain. Last weekend, you might have tuned in to Vinylthon on WRCT, where we spun vinyl records all Saturday long. And if you were inspired by that event to pick up some vinyl for yourself, you're in luck, because WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can visit the website atticrecordstoreinc.com or call the phone number 412-821-8484. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT Pittsburgh, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And if you're ever curious to call into the WRCT studio, if there's a live DJ, hopefully they'll pick up. The number is 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. For any requests or any questions about a song you just heard, or just to say hi. Back to the music. On Pittsburgh's best radio station, we've got a classic house track back from 1995. It's Time of Love by Paul Johnson from his album Bump Talkin'. We'll be right back. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was Paul Johnson's Time of Love. Time of Love? I sure hope so. It's Friday night. Anyways, I'm here to ask you, did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Clean, separate, cook, chill. Chill in multiple ways. To learn more about the 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message is brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, we've got some more house music for you. This is the extended version of Change This Pain for Ecstasy by Rex the Dog from 2023. Tonight, Pittsburgh.
I won't cry. I just feel that life could be more than this. Yeah. Take away my sorrow and this pain. Oh, take this kiss, it's ecstasy. I won't cry. I just feel that life could be more than this. Yeah. Take away my sorrow and this pain. 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 Take away my sorrow.
We'll be right back. We know you love tuning into this program from the basement here on WRCT. The WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows, such as the New and Newer Music Show. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m., where you can join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM, stream at WRCT.org, and follow on Instagram at NewShowWRCT. We got a new stuff. Got a lot of new stuff to celebrate. You can call in. Let us know what you're celebrating at 412-268-WRCT. Celebrating a new season. New haircut. New shoes. New lover. New Blade album. New flavor of kombucha. And new music. But next, not a new song. It's from 1997. That's what I'm from. From Le Nightclub, Santa Claus. If you want to view the whole WRCT schedule, you can visit wrct.org/schedule. And if you want to see the top 10 of WRCT charts, that is the top 10 most played albums on WRCT of the week, you can do so at wrct.org. Number one is Volume 9 by Bardo Pond. Won't tell you the rest, though. You'll have to check it out for yourself. All right, this is Santa Claus by Le Nightclub. Before I came over here, I had the opportunity to catch up with an old friend from middle school that I hadn't seen in many years. And just the other day, I got a phone call from a friend I haven't talked to in a while, just out of the blue. Got to call him back and talk for about an hour. If you're looking for a sign to reach out to an old friend, this is it, my friends. Go ahead and call that old friend out of the blue. You might be surprised at the conversations you might have. In fact, from one of those conversations, I think when I'm in L.A. in June, I'm going to end up driving out and visiting someone who I otherwise didn't plan to see out in Joshua Tree. So go ahead and make that phone call. We'll be right back. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? It means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. So if you've got camping plans coming up, and I know you do, because it's summer, just know there might be many ways to start a fire, but there's only one sure way to put it out. So before heading into the wilderness armed with marshmallows and hot dogs, learn to properly extinguish your campfire by following these simple steps. First, drown your embers with lots of water or dirt, then stir them with a shovel or stick, and then drown the embers again. Then see if fire feels cold to the back of your hand, and if it doesn't, start over. By following these proper steps, you can help prevent a huge disaster. So before you leave, remember to drown, stir, drown again, and feel. Because your fire might look out, but that doesn't mean it is out. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is another Paul Johnson track. This one from 1996, the album Feel the Music. This one's called A Little Something Something. It is just after 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh. You're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And it's time to end the show. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to hand it off to the Mockster for Vive La Mock. He'll take you all the way until 1 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe I'll see you tonight up at Certain Death 3. Have a great, fun, and safe weekend, Pittsburgh. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place, here on 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, or streaming anywhere in the world online at wrct.org. Hey, good evening, Pittsburgh. Thank you to Flavio for a fantastic show from Ipanema to the World. It's just past 8 p.m., and you're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a few cuts from the bin. Some songs labels have recently sent us in the mail. And after that, about 50 minutes of house music or house-adjacent music. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great show for you tonight. You say it's been a pleasure. I hope you're misled. We have something in the paths of rain.